That's right, broadcasting live from this iconic building, Ayanda Mazibuko. Thank you very much for hosting us here.
You're welcome, Kino.
Come and ask the guys to give you a voice. There we go. Going to give you a voice right now. One, two, three. These things happen in live radio, but, you know, one of the key things that I've been going on about today, Ayanda, is the fact that you can actually park here now, but we'll get there. I just want to talk specifically about the general offering. There's so many hotels in Cape Town, in the CBD itself, a lot of it populated by the very company you work for. So differentiation is obviously key when it comes to your offering. So what can you tell us about the Southern Sun Cape Town, and you know, where you fit into the mix?
Well, thank you for being here, Kino. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Wonderful.
I can start off just by telling you that Southern Sun Cape Sun opened its doors in 1983.
Yep.
One of the iconic features of the hotel is that it was one of the first buildings to have the glass-walled observation lifts that you see outside.
Yeah.
They're easily identifiable at night when you see them going up and down with the lights. So that's one of the things that most Cape Townians, most customers will resonate with at Cape Sun. Our offering with 368 bedrooms and a fairly large conference facility is obviously around groups and conferences.
Yeah.
We're very big on that. If you are not using either one of the convention centers and you want to stay and conference at the hotel, Cape Sun is likely to be your preferred venue. So we cater to that. You know, our largest venue, the VOC, can take up to 650.
It's a massive room.
It's a 650 seat capacity. And also the second floor has got three interlinking rooms, Stellenbosch, Paarl, and Constantia. So we overflow there. We've hosted one of the biggest events most recently. And you talk about me recently being appointed. When I started, one of the first events that I hosted was Wikimedia, part of Wikipedia,
which
was about 750 delegates.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so we had that, and it was 7 days catering all meals for all of these people with three, four pieces of laptop, cell phones, and we catered Wi-Fi, no issues. Everything was a success. So that's one of the things we can do very comfortably at Cape Sun. The cream of the crop really is the fact that we are a 32-story building, and on the 32nd floor, we have two presidential and two penthouse suites, complemented by a Camelot spa. So that is each suite has a kitchenette. It's got a jacuzzi. It has got a big lounge, a dining area.
What?
As you walk in, The top half of the walls is essentially just windows, big windows that you can get a massive, a beautiful view of the mountain or the sea. So that's one of the things that makes our hotel quite unique. We've got one side which is mountain facing.
Yeah.
The other side is a full view of the sea. You can see the stadium. You can see the waterfront and the wheel. The whole works.
Bruce and I need to go and see this presidential suite.
You are more than welcome.
We'd never be able to afford it in our wildest dreams, but definitely would like to have a look. We'll take some photographs and post that as well. I think that'll be really, really cool.
We have what is called the best available rate, and if you know somebody and you speak to the right people, the GM, maybe the deputy GM or the ops director, we can have a look at what
best
period it
rate.
Is, and and I'm sure we'll come up with the decent deal for
that
you
is
to
wonderful,
experience it.
Wonderful stuff. Now, I've got to say one thing about those lifts going up. I've got a fear of heights, and every time I get into that thing and it goes up, my head just goes.
Interesting you say that, because we have a few other customers just like you, Kino, and. I think it just goes to show how tall the building is, which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
So what we do for special requests like that to accommodate our customers like yourself is we have three service lifts in the back. Obviously, they're all closed in.
Yeah.
For a hotel this size, we have to have a dedicated lift that runs the goes up and down to the housekeeping floors. So we'll probably accommodate you there so that you don't have to see outside. But it is quite a miss not for you to see the amazing views going up and down.
Well, listen, you get used to it after a couple of goes. Some of the most famous, just in closing, some of the most famous guests you've had,
Recently, over the Jazz Festival, we had Chaka Khan. We have had many other artists as well, international, that attend the Jazz Festival, and they're most likely to stay in the penthouse or the presidential. Many, many years ago, we hosted a state banquet, which the Queen of England and His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, stayed here, hosted by the late Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, the good president. Okay, wonderful. And then, but Yanda, we'll obviously talk some more about, what you have to offer. But thank you very much for hosting us here.
Thank you.
General Manager of the Southern Cape Sun, Yanda Mazibuko.